Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. To bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, that it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious as we take in the three next deep breaths, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And take in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Bring your attention now into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And be cognizant of the work that it does, unconsciously. That keeps you alive, and offer up gratitude. Inhale. As you take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to connect to the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us ever. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 46 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Neal. The Beloved is our refuge and our strength, the loving presence in times of trouble. Therefore we need not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult, though the river whose streams may glad the holy city, the holy habitation of the Most High. The Beloved is in the midst of it, it shall not be moved. Our loving Creator is an ever-present help. The nations may be at war, countries left in ruins, yet is the voice of the Almighty heard, slowly breaking through hearts of stone. The Beloved is ever with us, the infinite heart of love. Come, behold the works of the Beloved. How love does reign even in humanity's desolation. For the Beloved yearns for wars to cease, shining light into fearful hearts, loving even those who oppress the weak, refining hearts of steel. Be still, and know that I am love. Awaken, befriend justice and mercy. Do you not know you bear my love? Who among you will respond? O Blessed One, you know all hearts. You are ever with us. May love ever guide our lives. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, we take the moment as the psalmist advocates to be still and know that you are God, right here in the midst of us. As we rest in this stillness, in this awareness, in this belief and acceptance that your ever-abiding presence is right where we are, at the center of our being. And whether we choose to commune with you or not, you are ever indwelling. Whether we choose to remember or recognize it not, you are ever available. Whether we choose to recognize it or not, your love is unceasing and unconditional towards us. As we enter into the stillness, consciously choosing to connect and commune with you, we allow your spirit to quicken, to renew, to restore, to replenish our physical cells, our physical form, and all the other forms of expression, emotional, mental, spiritual. Cleanse and purify them all now. Heal and renew and restore them now. Energize and express through them now. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, as we open our hearts, remembering your spirit is right where we are, let us be filled full with the awareness, with the acceptance, with the understanding that it is in your image and likeness we are made. That image and likeness that is love. 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 As we are being still and knowing this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for our friends, families, our neighbors, our neighborhoods, our country, and to all inhabitants of the world. We know and remember this truth, that each and every part of creation is an expression of your divine life and love. Let us be conscious to honor and remember that whenever we interact, so that if we are to judge, we judge righteously as our teachers showed us. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, for every situation, for every condition, for everything that is happening across our world at this time, for the wars, for the natural disasters, for the unrest, there is so much going on that when we come back, or feel that we are overwhelmed with that, let us come back to the remembrance that you are in charge, that you know what to do and how to do it, and that we each are your vessels through which you will do it to and through. Mother, Father, God, we surrender everything and everyone into your care. For you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I use the ferns for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without. Okay, repeat it where you are. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly.
I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday until we come together again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings. Thank you.